So I want to pull back and not talk about the person visiting the one who's sick. Talked about the reward of visiting your brother just for the sake of Allah, or your sister just for the sake of Allah, just out of that love for Allah, just to establish that connection. When they're sick, the reward is definitely multiplied. But I want to speak about it from the perspective of the one who actually is sick, the one who is in bed, going through some sort of fever, going through some sort of illness, whether they're in a hospital or at home. What is their status with Allah at that moment? And what role do the angels play in accompanying that person as they're in that situation? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that when a person is sick, Allah sends two angels to accompany that person in their illness. So as you're laying in bed, you have a special two angels that come and they reside with you. And they monitor the guests that come to visit you. Now, obviously, they're going to record the reward for the ones that came to visit you. But I want you to think about when you were sick, the last time you were sick, and if you're sick right now, may Allah cure you. When you're sitting in bed and someone asks you, how are you feeling? And you're not feeling good at all, right? You have a choice to actually talk about how bad you feel. Or you can say, Alhamdulillah, you can praise Allah and thank Allah for what you still have. You can say, Alhamdulillah, I'm making it through. And if you talk about your situation, it's only to describe it for the sake of giving an accurate picture of what you're going through, but not to complain, not to lament the situation, but to say, Alhamdulillah, to say, you know, all praises and thanks are due to Allah for what He has spared me in the midst of this illness and this sickness, right? So you're sitting there and you have that opportunity. And that could come, you know, through someone sending you a text message when you're in bed and saying, how are you doing? And you could respond with a long list of how horrible your life is right now and how you're feeling. So what actually is happening is that you have two angels that are with you that are going to monitor the response that you give to your visitor or give to the one who's checking on you and report that back to Allah. So the Prophet said these two angels sit with you and they see the guests that come to visit you or check up on you, and they monitor your response. If you praise Allah and glorify Allah, then they take that response back up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah says, if I cause my slave to die as a result of this illness, then I will surely grant that person Jannah. I will give that person a garden in Jannah.